Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 67 to 70. Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Saviour from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. The birth of John the Baptist was a momentous event in many ways. John's mother, Elizabeth, had been astonished to fall pregnant at her advanced age, but also had to cope with the shock of a mute husband. When the baby arrived, neighbours and relatives came to celebrate. The big question was how the child would be named. The crowd of well-wishers expected that he would be called Zechariah after his father, but Elizabeth had been convinced that his name should be John. Still unable to speak, Zechariah wrote down, to everybody's surprise, his name is John. The great joy for this godly couple was that in their son John, God's will would be fulfilled. The promise had been made long ago that a saviour would be sent who came from the royal line of David. John was a crucial part of that long-established plan. Our lives are very different from those of Zechariah and Elizabeth, but the greatest joy of life for us, like them, is to know that we are being obedient to God's will. Whether our role is high profile or hidden, nothing is greater than to know that we are living our lives in line with God's plan. In our family, employment, sport, hobbies, and church life, we have the privilege of serving God and seeing his blessing flow to other people. Like Zechariah and Elizabeth, the Lord will sometimes call us to do unexpected and surprising things for him, but we can do so in the knowledge that his will is always best. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for the privilege of serving you. Help us to be faithful today in doing your will. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.